Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday afternoon. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C., the crime capital of the world. I'm actually doing the broadcast from the Office of American Free Press tonight. I usually do the broadcast from home, but it's kind of interesting to pop down here and see what the folks at American Free Press are up to and kind of get a advanced look at what's happening in the world, at least as reported in American Free Press. Actually, there's no issue of American Free Press this week. They had a vacation because of the 4th of July holiday, but next week the paper will be roaring back to press. I'm going to have an extended piece on my trip to Malaysia, and then the week following I'm going to have a very detailed report on the follow-up, part two, I should say, describing the international peace conference that I attended there that was conducted by Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, a very, very fine and wonderful man. If you need any proof of that, it's the fact that he's constantly being attacked in the mass media in America. And as I always say, anybody who's attacked in the mass media in America is generally a very good person. It's almost a rule of thumb. I got an interesting email from one of our listeners who was very perturbed about the fact that Barry Shamish was on this program. It's kind of interesting. Now, Mr. Shamish, of course, is an Israeli who is a, I don't know what to describe him as. I do know that he's been a critic of the Council on Foreign Relations, and our listener who sent me this email said that he's never going to trust me again. He's going to look at me very suspiciously because I had Zionist Barry Shamish on my program. Well, you know, this just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, you can't win. When you're in the public eye and you even vaguely associate with somebody, you know, that all of a sudden becomes a connection there. Well, the fact is, I didn't really have Barry Shamish on my program. What happened was Eric Schein was sitting in for John Stadtmiller the other evening, and he had a whole raft of people on the program with him, and they asked if it would be all right if they could extend that program into my hour, which in fact is what happened. And I came in at my regular hour here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central, and we had Barry Shamish, we had Tony Hilder, we had my colleague Christopher Berlin from American Free Press, Dr. Wynn Parker, and if I'm not mistaken, there may have even been somebody else, too. So there was a whole assembly of people there, and frankly, I probably would not interview Barry Shamish in my program individually. I probably would have never had him as a guest on the program because I have some profound disagreements with him, and I'm just, frankly, I'm just not sure where he's coming from. He claims that Israel is a target of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Rockefeller family. And, well, I tell you what, I just don't buy that, frankly. So now, because Barry Shamish happened to have a bit of a forum which overlapped into my program, now one of these listeners thinks that I'm up to no good. Like I say, folks, you just cannot win. You just cannot win. I told this person in the email, I said, you know, I'm just going to continue doing what I do and saying what I say and writing what I write and expect people to judge me on that, not judge me for the fact that I happen to be on a program in which somebody else happened to be a guest that this particular listener didn't like, and therefore he's attributing my sympathies with Barry Shamish. So be it, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., under fire. Stay tuned for more here on RBNLive.com. We're going to open up the phones and let you talk.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom in the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on RBNLive.com on the internet and on shortwave at 12.180. Hope you can hear. Yeah, folks, got another interesting email that I wanted to comment on. This story about the Rockefellers being Jewish. I'm telling you, you know, I've written I don't know how many books and thousands of newspaper stories, but I've probably gotten more email. Well, I shouldn't say that, I guess, but on this particular subject, I've gotten an inordinate amount of email from people who are desperate to hang on to the theme, to the idea that the Rockefeller family are the Rockefeller family is Jewish, that they're secret Jews or something of this. You know, and it's funny because no matter how much you try to set the facts straight on the subject, people hang on to it. I received an email all about the activities of the Aldrich family, Senator Aldrich and his involvement in setting up the Federal Reserve. And this was sent as proof that the Rockefellers were Jewish, along with the suggestion that Senator Aldrich was Jewish. Well, I have never, ever seen any reliable proof that the Aldrich family were Jewish. Well, Senator Aldrich's daughter, Abby, married John D. Rockefeller and produced the Rockefeller family that we know of today. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's a nice theme, you know, and people like to say the Rockefellers are Jewish, but they're not. And, you know, I have this strange devotion to facts. And I know it irritates people a lot because I insist upon things being carefully documented. And just to say that Senator Aldrich and his family were Jewish doesn't make them Jewish. Just as I had a debate with John Eric Phelps, I mean, there are a lot of things that He said that the Titanic was sunk because they wanted to kill the American millionaires on board who were opposed to the establishment of the Federal Reserve System. Well, you know, just saying that does not make it true. And as I say, the old legend about the Rockefellers being Jewish, or I shouldn't say the old legend, a more recent legend, stems from a book. 1971 Harper and Row book called The Grandees by Stephen Birmingham. In there, he says that the name Rockefeller can be found in a rare 1960 genealogical study, Americans of Jewish Descent. That was written by Malcolm Stern. Well, the problem with that is, if you read that entire book, as I've said a couple times on this program, if you read that entire book, you will find that the reason why you will find the Rockefeller name in this big book of genealogy is because Godfrey Rockefeller, who was not even of the direct line of John D. Rockefeller, he was a cousin. He was descended from one of the brothers of John D. Rockefeller Sr. He's a second cousin to the Rockefeller brothers we know today. He married a Jewish woman named Helen Gratz. And consequently, when they got married, they had children named Rockefeller. And those Rockefellers, while they would be, in fact, half-Jewish, they are not from the famed family that we think of when we think of as the Rockefellers. So, again, you know, a lot of people read that, and yes, indeed, it is said in that book, but the problem is you have to look at it in the complete context. There have been a couple other books, too, that have been published over the years that said that the Rockefeller family were originally Jews of Portuguese or Spanish origin who later settled in the Netherlands and then came to the United States. But again, you know, I tell you what, that story has been around for a long, long time, but I've never seen it carefully documented. It's the stories out there, but because the story's out there doesn't make it true. So you see, again, folks, you know, there are certain things we might like to believe to be the case, believe them to be true, but they ain't necessarily so. So, like I say, I'm going to continue to insist on accuracy. I'm going to continue to insist on facts, and I'm not going to hype some popular legend simply because it sounds good. Another legend, of course, that sounds good but just ain't true is the idea that that there were no U.S. notes after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. People who are familiar with the subject of the Federal Reserve System know all about this, that the U.S. notes, there were U.S. notes released into the American economy. But the thing is, that had nothing to do with an executive order by John F. Kennedy. The executive order by John F. Kennedy that is popularly cited for releasing U.S. notes actually had to do with silver certificates. And while there were U.S. notes released into the market during the Kennedy years, that stems from the fact that that was a requirement under federal law passed back, I think, in the 1870s or 1880s. My colleague John Tiffany did a story about that, pinned the facts down years ago. But you know what happened? Because someone had, before that, put out that phony story, our old newspaper, The Spotlight, picked it up. We ran it. We found out it wasn't true. We researched it carefully, got the real facts and put them down. Unfortunately, that story was picked up. They didn't pick up the fact that we corrected the story and said we were in error here. Well, even Jim Mars, in his famous book, Crossfire, The Plot That Killed Kennedy, cites that story, and what does he give as a reference for it? The Spotlight newspaper. And now many, many other people have cited Jim Maher's book as a source on that in reference to the Kennedy assassination, and yet what they don't know is that Jim Mars was citing a story that the Spotlight itself said was in error and was corrected for the readers. So you see, you know, these stories sound good. They sound good, folks, but they ain't necessarily so. I've had a lot of people who've been very angry at me because I blasted this myth of the Federal Reserve notes, or the U.S. notes, and the Kennedy executive order in my book, Final Judgment. Now, in Final Judgment, I do note that, in fact, the Kennedy family did have very serious intentions of moving against the Federal Reserve System. Why do I know that? Because Joe Kennedy himself told a very good friend of mine that, the late DeWest Hooker. And I cite that story in my book, Final Judgment on the Kennedy Assassination. But again, it's one of those stories, the story of the U.S. notes that has taken on a life of its own, and no matter how much you try to correct the issue and try to look at it from a factual standpoint, people want to believe something, so they insist upon believing it. And, you know, that's not how we need to operate, folks. We need to operate on facts because, you know, even when we do bring forth facts, they say we're conspiracy theorists. They say we're imagining things. They say we're paranoid. But, you know, that's why it's so important that we deal in facts and not hang on to these phony stories that may have been deliberately put out there to confuse matters. I am going to open up the phones. You know, the number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You know, it's very interesting. In my book, Final Judgment, I ran a picture of a U.S. note $100 bill that was actually released into the American economy in 1966. That's 3 years after John F. Kennedy died. Now, that came as a blow to a lot of people who wanted to believe that there were no U.S. notes issued into the economy. But there were. There were. And as I say, I have a picture of it in my book. I've held it in my hand. It belongs to a friend of mine who is a very big critic, incidentally, of the Federal Reserve. So it is one of those things, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, I had a problem here with my connection line. That is one of those things that that infuriates people because, you know, you're kind of hitting them in an area which they have devoted themselves to. They've made copies of articles about JFK and the Federal Reserve and circulated it all over. But the fact is, those aren't the facts. So, you know, I don't mean to be nasty about it. But, as I say, I think it's very, very important we deal in facts. One fact that's worth noting for the historical record here is that Ken Lay, the so-called founder of Enron, died today and apparently beat going to jail for many, many years, opted for death instead. In my book, The New Jerusalem, I have a whole chapter about Enron, and if you read it carefully, you'll see that Ken Lay was essentially a front man for a very wealthy Zionist family out of New York, the Belfer family. They apparently did lose money in Enron themselves, but nobody there was prosecuted. That's all a part of history that has been swept under the rug, and Ken Lay is going to be remembered as this crooked Texas cowboy. But it was actually a bunch of New York Zionists who actually set Enron in motion. And like I say, that's another one of these little facts that has been shuffled under the rug by the establishment media. Now, we do have a caller, Troy from New York, or maybe it's someone calling from Troy, New York. We'll find out. Troy, come on up.
Brooklyn. Yes.
Okay, what's going on, Troy?
Well, about what you were saying, you know, I believe that Kennedy thing. I guess because I wanted to, I found it in Economic Solutions by Peter Kershaw, which was given away by Midas, the gold and silver salesman. Anyway, I wrote it up in a book and called Political Solutions, Political Problems and Solutions, and then I had to go back, cross it out, and then I didn't, you know, put lines across it, and then write a little correction, which I called my Kennedy error.
Okay, yeah.
And I mean, it is exactly as you said. If you just the number I think was 10001 was the executive order.
Hey, we have a break coming up here. You hang on if you would, please.
Okay, sure.
This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network, talking with Troy from New York. Stay tuned, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you tonight, actually from the office of American Free Press on Capitol Hill in Washington. Now, you check out that website for American Free Press. It's AmericanFreePress.net. And if you're not a subscriber to American Free Press, you should be. You can subscribe to an online edition or you can get the hard copy edition, but you should be subscribing because American Free Press is giving you every week good news and information, just like the good news and information you get here practically 24 hours a day, I guess, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, we have a caller up here, Troy from New York. Troy and I are discussing this myth, and it is indeed a myth, that John F. Kennedy issued an executive order putting U.S. notes into the American economy. Well, Troy, go ahead. You were talking about your own experience with this myth.
I had heard about it on shortwave, and I hadn't seen it in print until Midas was giving away this pamphlet called Economic Solutions by Peter Kershaw. And on page 11, it says, on Executive Order 11110 on June 4, 1963, ordering the Treasury to print United States notes. And so I quoted them and said it's probably true, but I had to retract that statement when I went to the original sources, and it's just as you said. All he was doing was authorizing his treasurer to issue treasury certificates up to the amount of silver certificates, up to the amount of silver dollars.
Right. And you know, it's interesting, though, Troy, after I started pounding away at this, I had a chapter about it in a revised edition of my book, Final Judgment. and I talked about it on various radio shows, and we had done the story about it in the Spotlight. So there was a lot of circulation of this alternative, shall we speak. Actually, I shouldn't call it an alternative. In other words, the truth was out there, which refuted this legend. Well, then I noticed that people started to then begin to say, well, he issued an executive order that had to do with silver certificates, and this was his opening gun in the war against the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's like people wanted to, you know, people doing everything they can to hang on to something. And, you know, like I say, that story, you saw it in one particular source. It's been printed in probably dozens of newsletters, quoted hundreds of times. I mean, even, you know, it amazes me, Troy, people who have actually read my book will, and you know, tell me it's the best thing since sliced bread, they will call me up then and they'll say, well, did you know about Kennedy and the Federal Reserve? So, you know, it's taken on a life of its own. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the thing is, like I say, it's essentially knowing the difference between a note and a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
A certificate certifies that this piece of paper stands for an actual coin in the treasury, whereas a note does not, and that's the difference. And I made that in a 16-page correction that I had to make.
Yeah, you will see. You know, this is a funny thing about it. When we ran the correction in the Spotlight after we had initially published it, we got angry calls from people because they thought we were now trying to cover up for the Federal Reserve by running that correction. I mean, it's like, again, it's something that just, it's one of those things that's almost too good to be true, you know? It's like, I tell you another example here. It's kind of related. I've seen it, again, in the context of the Kennedy assassination. Kennedy is time and time again reported to have given some speech in which he said, there's a great conspiracy against the American people, and I'm going to warn them about it before I leave office. And then, so the story goes, Kennedy was killed 12 days later. Well, the speech that he supposedly gave, he never gave. But then a lot of people have taken that particular statement that he's supposed to have made, and some people say he was going to warn the people about the Federal Reserve. Other people say, well, when he gave that speech, he was actually going to warn the American people about the presence of aliens
on
the Earth. You know what I mean? And he never gave the speech.
Page 11 of the very booklet that I cited,
mm-hmm.
which is the same page that I just quoted from, we have the following quote. J.F. Kennedy at Columbia University, that's New York City, 10 days before his assassination. Quote, high office of president has been used to foment a plot to destroy the Americans' freedom. And before I leave office, I must inform the citizens of this plight.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, my Kennedy error, it's called, is available for free download at thehouseoftroy.com.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Houseoftroy.com.
No, everybody forgets the "the." House of Troy is already taken. It's thehouseoftroy.com.
Oh, thehouseoftroy.com.
You were mentioning Liberty Lobby yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they put out a book called Conspiracy Against Freedom.
Right.
Which was the B'nai B'rith war against them. And anyway, I also wrote a book based largely on this document called B'nai B'rith /ADL Press Intimidation and Censorship in the USA, which is also available for free download at the houseoftroy.com. And the last thing, if I may.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
I say this, people do not believe this. People simply do not believe this. But did you know that less than 1/100th of the actual broadcast spectrum is used? And actually, I have 1/500th is actually used. That means that 499% of the usable radio broadcast spectrum is politically outlawed.
You stay on there, Troy. We have this break coming up, and I'm looking at your fantastic website right now, thehouseoftroy.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Public Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on RBNLive.com. We've got Troy from New York aboard, and he's got a very good website. I checked it out, thehouseoftroy.com, thehouseoftroy.com. Troy, are you still there?
I sure am. Thank you for mentioning my...
Very interesting stuff. I'm going to take some real time and...
check out
sit down and read it. Yeah, it looks very interesting. A lot of interesting material and a lot of different things. So
check out the Satanic Jewish Holocaust.
Okay, I'll do that.
Anyway, Eugene S. Foster was a Brooklyn College professor of radio and television, and he wrote this book called Understanding Broadcasting. I have the second edition. It was copyrighted in 1982. Now, on page 25, people don't realize that the lack of broadcast stations is political. It's not physical. It's not God's idea. It's Uncle Satan's idea.
Yeah.
In reality, there are 300,000 megahertz in the radio spectrum. Now, again, from page 25 bottom, broadcast stations in the United States are authorized to use less than one-fifth of 1%, less than one-fifth of 1% of the 300,000 megahertz in the radio spectrum, see figure. So that's less than 1/500th. We have 1 megahertz, 1.07 megahertz for AM, 20 megahertz for FM, and almost 500 megahertz for television broadcasting. Add them all up together, and you only have like a half a megahertz, and there's 300,000 megahertz in the system.
Isn't that interesting?
So from the very beginning, you know, people would just broadcast wherever, and Uncle Satan came and said, we can't have this chaos now, can we, kids? And from that time, he said, well, I'm going to license from now on, and we're not going to have this chaos anymore. But what he did was, he didn't license anyone, aside from ABC, NBC, aside from you-know-who. So there isn't enough room for every family or every individual to have his own broadcast frequency. But like I say, there could be 500 times more, but there hasn't been because of the politics of Uncle Satan in Washington, D.C.
Isn't that interesting? You know, it's so funny because, I always say that people have been conditioned to think of the major radio networks in particular as kind of a public utility, you know?
CBS as well.
Yeah. You know, they turn on the radio and they can they have their friendly broadcaster who brings them the news and plays the music, and then they maybe have these talk shows, and the American people really believe that it's a public utility. There's a very distinct lack of understanding of what it's really all about. And these facts that you've given me, I didn't know that. If I did know it, I had forgotten it, but it's very, very interesting. It goes to show you that just the way something like that, I mean, it's kind of like it's just the ultimate in control.
Right. It's not God's idea. It's not
right. Exactly. Yeah. Well,
thank you very much for letting me speak.
Yeah. No, Troy, I appreciate it. I'm glad you called in because, it's good to hear somebody else who knows that story is just not true. And you, as I said to my producer off the air, I said, that's great. I said, because here, not only did Troy recognize that it was not true, but he went to the trouble of correcting the error for the public, I mean, for the whole world to see. So keep up the good work, Troy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and my original document called The Political Problem, what I did was those paragraphs on Kennedy, I put lines through them.
Okay.
So you can still read them, and then I leave a footnote as to where they can go to the Kennedy error and find out why they're crossed out like that.
That's terrific. Good for you, Troy.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, good talking to you again. All righty. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there you heard it right from the horse's mouth. Somebody else can confirm what the reality of that whole Kennedy myth is, you know, and it's a nice story, but it just ain't true. Okay, we do have open lines here, folks, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, just for the record, folks, maybe John F. Kennedy was going to reveal the presence of aliens, and maybe John F. Kennedy was going to, issue an executive order on issuing U.S. notes, aside from the fact that he did because he was statutorily required to do so by federal law. But the fact is, we don't know that for a fact. I've heard all the stories about Roswell. There's the alleged alien plane crash there, the flying saucer crash, and I don't necessarily doubt it, but we found the Roswell affair merged into the Kennedy assassination, merged into the Federal Reserve. You know, sometimes I get confused as which conspiracies we're fighting. You know, some people, we've talked about this before, you know, some people don't like, they prefer to use the term Zionist rather than the term Jewish. Well, sometimes the term Zionist is apropos, sometimes it's not. Not all Jews are Zionists, and not all Zionists are Jews. But again, you know, it's all a matter of semantics in this case, but it's also a matter of facts when we're talking about such things as this myth of Kennedy versus the Federal Reserve, or at least it's a myth as it's been told. In any case, we do have open lines here, folks. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I would be particularly interested to hear from anybody who does insist that John F. Kennedy did issue an executive order issuing U.S. notes. I mean, I know there's got to be somebody out there listening who truly believes that and is going to refuse to give up on it. So please call in. I want to talk to you about it on the air, live and in person. Let me tell you another myth that's circulating, and I hear it time and time again, the story that Hillary Clinton is Jewish. I received a phone call about a year or so ago from somebody who called me when I just happened to be here at the American Free Press office, and he wanted to know why American Free Press had not reported that Hillary Clinton was Jewish. And I said, well, because she's not. And he said, oh, yes, she is. I said, well, tell me how she's Jewish. He said, well, she had a Jewish grandfather. And I said, well, let me tell you, that's not true. What it is that Hillary Clinton's grandfather, her grandmother, after her real grandfather died, her grandmother married a Jewish man. So you see, that doesn't make Hillary Clinton Jewish. Doesn't even make her grandmother Jewish. But after I explained that to this gentleman, he said, well, he said, I still think she's Jewish. Okay, folks, we have Jeff calling in from New Mexico. Jeff, come on up.
Hello.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Pretty good. I think it was Dr. Deagle was saying today about when North Korea fires these missiles that it's putting out pollutants that lessen the ozone layer. How about when the United States, like I live close to White Sands Missile Range here in New Mexico. It's an Army base.
Oh, yeah.
Where they test missiles. Aren't we doing the same thing, or are our missiles better pollution controlled, or what's the deal?
Well, you know, I'm a flag-waving super patriot, so I'm pretty sure that our missiles are better than anybody else's missiles.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have applied for a job there. They're construction helper, you know, which would be under the Davis-Bacon. You know what Davis-Bacon is?
Yeah, I recall it's a labor law of some sort, but I don't remember the specifics, yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm getting kind of cynical. I mean, if I don't get these jobs that I apply for, why doesn't Korea have the right to do these missiles? There's a Korean-American environmentalist that he advocates turning the DMZ between North and South Korea into a wilderness preserve after there'd be Korean unification. What do you think about that?
Turning it into a wilderness preserve. I'm all in favor of wilderness preserves. I like animals and nature. So.
Then another subject is the reversal of the tobacco settlement. Couldn't this possibly be bad for municipal bonds that rely on tobacco settlement money?
Well, I tell you what. That sounds as logical an explanation as I've heard. That's interesting. You know, that's the point, you know, Jeff. There's so many of these things that, you know, on, you know, public affairs, public issues, you know, there's oftentimes a hidden agenda we never even think about, you know.
Right.
You know, and they present it to us as a public service when, in fact, it's, you know, something, there's something else entirely at work, you know, and that's why it's so vital for independent networks like RBN to be out there. You know, in regard to this matter of Korea, when I was over in Malaysia the other a couple weeks ago now, I happened to, in the course of my address, touch on the subject of North Korea's nuclear weapons. And, you know, I think I probably found out what the real big secret of it is, because a couple years ago, the Washington Post, it was a story in the Washington Post that they said that the primary reason why there's concern about North Korea having nuclear weapons, guess what it is? Can you guess? You probably can't guess, so I'm going to tell you. They said flat out in the Washington Post that the concern about North Korea having nuclear weapons is that North Korea might give it to somebody who might use it against Israel. So our whole Korea policy on Korean nuclear weapons actually relates back to the protection of the state of Israel. Now, this is not my conspiracy theory. I can hear my critics out there saying, oh, Mike Piper's blaming it on the Jews again. Mike Piper's tying Israel into it. No, I'm not. The Washington Post reported that top U.S. government officials said that. So, like I say, you know, it's again, it's a, there's always a hidden agenda that we don't always get, you know, in the, we don't always get it. And when stuff like that comes out, you know, it kind of surprises people.
Yeah, it seems to me if Korea united like Germany did, it'd be irrational for them to destroy all of the factories that export stuff, you know, Hyundai cars.
Exactly, Kia. Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe it would just become like China is, you know, capitalistic, communistic, or I don't know what it would be.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't go to sleep at night worrying about North Korea having nuclear weapons. You know what I mean? I'll tell you something. I've seen some of these neoconservatives surrounding Bush starting to pump up people to try to be opposed to Red China. Well, I certainly don't like communism.
It's the rich people, both with this tobacco settlement. Now the tobacco stocks went up right away. They're probably the big shareholders. Big tobacco's probably behind that, of course.
Yeah.
It hurts the municipal bonds that rely on the tobacco settlements, but they don't care about that because they make more money off the tobacco stocks. And then people that are invested in Korea, South Korean stocks or something, you know, they don't want North Korea taken over because they lose money. So I think that's a lot what it is, you know.
Yeah, and the rest of us are just kind of along for the ride.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, listen, I have to move on. I want to thank you for your call, and we're going to go to David in Arizona. David, come on up.
Hello.
How are you doing, David?
Good. How are you?
All righty. What's going on tonight?
Well, I verify some of the Rockefeller information. When I was a small child, I'm 55 now, and my grandparents were still alive. My third cousin from Norway married one of the Rockefellers, Stephen.
Oh, okay.
And they're not Jewish. There's nothing Jewish about them. They act very Jewish. Now, I remember my grandparents went up to visit, and this guy's got this mansion that's like out of this world, and they had to stay in a hotel. And I never heard the end of the bitching about it from my grandparents. So, you know, I mean, they got the attributes of Jews, but I can guarantee you there's no Jewish there at all.
And that's very interesting, David. That's funny you say that, because I just had a visitor here from Japan, and I was telling her about my forthcoming program, this broadcast you're on here with me now, and I was telling her about this this controversy surrounding the Rockefellers, and she said, maybe they aren't Jewish, but they act Jewish. I kind of got a chuckle out of that. But, you know, in fact, in a serious note there, apparently if the historical evidence indicates that the Rockefellers were initially financed by Rothschild interests out of New York. So, you know, Eustace Mullins, if you're familiar with his work, Eustace has thoroughly refuted another one of these old legends that the Rockefeller family and the Rothschilds were in competition to rule the world. Actually, if anything, the Rockefellers are kind of like poor stepchildren to the Rothschilds. And really, if you look at the whole Rockefeller empire now, you know, with the younger members of the family are kind of off living on what wealth remains, and old David is now in his dotage, and the whole Rockefeller era in the United States is kind of winding down. But
you know, everybody's always trying to pick some family or the Illuminati or this one or that one or which group it is. You know, it's Satan. It's Satan. I wish it was a person, but you know, Satan will use anybody. It's like the president. You get rid of the president, there's another one to take his place.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, I used to say that when they were talking about impeaching Bill Clinton, and I would say, yeah, and what are you going to get? Al Gore. You know what I mean? You know, it's the same thing. You know, if you're going to impeach George Bush, you get something entirely worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're right about that.
Now, on the tobacco thing, I told my sister one day, I said, boy, look at all that. She's a lawyer. And I says, look at all that money those lawyers are getting on this tobacco deal. You know, they get the most money. Everybody else gets nothing. It's like those class actions. You get a buck and a half, and the lawyer got $18 million. And I said, what about alcohol? That screws up a lot more people. Why don't you go after the big alcohol companies? And she was all gung-ho, and then she thought about it for a minute. She went, no, I don't want to die.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
They would make her turn invisible, be like, well, what happened to her? Oh, aliens took her last night, and she's gone.
Well, you know, that's funny. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, David. So Call again, please, sometime soon. Let's go to Van in Minnesota. Van, are you there?
Yeah. How are you this evening, Mike?
How you doing? What's up?
Oh, just a couple comments I was just going to make. I was listening the other night, or on archives this weekend, I should say, to your show, and I believe a truck driver by the name of Larry called in.
Larry from Florida, I believe. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just had a comment. He made a comment about, I think, some Indian immigrants that he talks to when he's on the road traveling, and hopefully he's listening.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And he claimed they were white supremacists, which I got a real kick out of because I travel myself. And
Van, hold that thought. We have a break coming up. You stay on for the break, and we'll get that thought from you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper returning here for the last 5 minutes. We have Van in Minnesota. So, Van, you were going to make a point there before we had to run. Yeah.
Yep. Just a couple comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple questions. It's kind of funny because I travel and right here within the town I live, as well as I've traveled, and I've talked a little politics, and there's a lot of Indians that run a lot of hotels and motels. And,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are. They're completely different, and it's because they come here. They hadn't been brainwashed their whole lives. But, yeah, a lot of them think 911 was a sham. And, yeah, in essence, I've met some that are more white supremacist than I am that know who owns all the media. And so I couldn't believe it when I heard him say that Larry. But I just did have just a couple things. You had mentioned a book on the Holocaust that really tried to analyze how many possible victims there were. And what's the name of that book? And I read The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, but it's just hard to believe. Is that in fact true that those bankers are allowed to print money, then charge us interest? They're allowed to print it and charge us? What's to keep them from eventually hijacking the entire wealth of the nation?
Well, I
just comment on those.
You know what? I think they've already done it. You know,
okay.
I think they already have. That happened in 1913.
Well, my question to you on that a little further is, why aren't any organized churches, you know, Catholic Church and any of the others, standing up? Do the leaders of them not understand what's happened?
That's very, very interesting. You know, I tell you, over the years, it's funny you mention it, over the years there actually have been a couple of Catholic priests who have written books. Well, of course, Father Charles Coughlin, the radio priest of the 1930s, Father Coughlin hammered the Federal Reserve, and there have been a couple other, Catholic priests over the years who've written about the Federal Reserve, but I can't think of many, Sheldon Emery, who was a Christian identity minister, wrote about the Federal Reserve, but in terms of actual church organizations, you know, and now, I guess that makes them part of the problem if they don't speak out on something that is so integral to society, really. I mean, our money system, you know, and
Look at every person. Every time you get a paycheck, you're getting robbed based on these bankers. Screw them. You know, why should they get a dime?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, it's funny. I know when I first heard about the Federal Reserve, I remember I saw a copy of the Spotlight newspaper, and I opened it up, and there was an article in there about the Federal Reserve. And I had never in my life heard anyone say anything critical about the Federal Reserve, and I thought, what is their problem with the Fed?
Yep.
And then I learned. I learned. You know what I mean? So it's a learning process for us all. And, you know, that's why I say it's so important to stick to the facts.
Yep.
You
and,
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just sit there, and that just blows my mind. But the other thing is that book on the Holocaust. I know you mentioned it one night.
Probably The Myth of the 6 Million.
If that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's probably the book you're talking about, The Myth of the 6 Million. It's available, actually, if you go to American Free Press website and get the 800 number and call in, I think they can get you a copy of it. Well,
okay,
listen, we gotta wrap it up here. I hear that music playing, so thanks for your call. Apologies to Country Boy. We couldn't get him up here this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper signing off for the evening. We'll be with you tomorrow night. It's a regular time. Regular station right here coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good evening, everybody.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.